Tiffany of Astrology Answers. How can I assist you?
I ordered the Chagra pinlet, and I paid for it $5.95 back in February, and I've never received it.
What's your email address?
It's Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Amnesty Mary Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, 45@yahoo.com.
Okay, give me a second to double check on this for you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your help.
No problem. And this is the Crystal Healing Collection?
No, it's a Root Chagra Pinlum. It's P-E-N-D-U-L-U-M, and it was for $5.95.
Right, I'm not seeing the Root Chakra Pendulum that you ordered under that email address. Is it under a different email?
No, that's the only email I have, and I paid for it back in February. It was taken out of my bank account, but I've never received it. And it's called the Root Chagra Pendulum.
Root Chakra Pendulum?
Uh-huh, and I've never received it.
Right, but the only order I'm seeing is the Healing Collection.
No, I got that, but I've never received the Root Chagra Pendulum that was, it was for more, but they had it for, it's normally $10 more, but they only had it for $5.95, and it was taken out of my account already since February. So I've never received it, and I don't know how to go about receiving it.
Hey, are you able to confirm which company was the actual purchaser under that charge?
Let me see. Okay, let me see what it says here. All I have a copy is of what my email address, my name, my street address, my zip code.
You should be able to look at your bank statement and see who the purchaser was beside the statement.
Okay. Hold on, let me see. I guess I would have to call you back so I can look for my bank statement.
If you're unable to confirm, you might want to call your financial institute to see what number it actually is, because we don't have an order
for
the Root Chakra Pendulum.
Okay, hold on for just 1 second, and I'll get it for you. Just give me a few minutes.
You're fine. Take your time.
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, this went too fast for me. Okay, it ended up being $9, I guess, with the tax and all, and it's online medium, and then it's WARKS, and then it says card.
Yeah, that's not our company.
Okay.
I'm not sure what media company that is.
Okay, but on here, it even has it that it was ordered back on February the 18th, and it was for 19 something, but they had it on special for $5.95. But it doesn't have any more on that. That's what my bank statement says.
Right, but does it say Astrology Answers beside it? If it doesn't, that's not us.
Oh, well, how do I find out? Because I went on the I called this number because this is the number that's on the. It says contact us on https://astrologyanswers.com customer service.
Okay, what I would do is have you call your bank to confirm.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll be able to dig further to see who the company is. If it is us, then we can send an email to our team for further inquiry. But right now I can't see that, just to send you something
okay.
We don't have.
If I give you a number, would that help?
No, ma'am, you'll have to call us back with the bank or confirm with the bank.
No, the number that they have on there, that they put on there.
I wouldn't know the number because we only have one number. We don't use other third parties.
Okay. Well, no, it's not a phone number. It's a I guess like an account number.
Oh, so an account number? Well, what's that account number then?
I'm thinking, I don't know. It's 732816402.
Might be the transaction ID number, but just call your financial institution to see if it's astrology answers or what number it is, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
No problem.
I thought, well, I paid $5. $5 might not be a lot of money, but still, I want something for my $5. I thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.